This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
We had to bring back Snackbox Detectives because there's been a revelation that we need to discuss.
People in the hallways just won't let this die.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. We're bringing in Pam from Chaz and AJ. Now, Pam and I are ride or die. I would do anything to defend this girl. But I don't know if you know this, Pam. This is what our boss, Keith Dakin, said about you.
Have you talked to Pam from next door? She loves to steal.
Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
I mean, it seems pretty definitive, Pam.
I think he could have a career in detective work.
Did you or did you not steal from the snack box?
I borrowed.
How much?
$15 worth.
$15?
$15 worth is half of the total. And if we believe Tristan, Linda McMahon is down for about another, I don't know, third of that.
Right.
I paid my debt, though. I paid off my debt. It took me a few weeks to pay it off.
What? You have a
but
job here.
But I finally
here.
Did.
You show up every day here. I mean, you get paid to be here.
You had a budget for combos?
I can't help it. I see food and I gotta eat. It doesn't matter if I want it or not.
$15.
Sometimes I don't got cash on me. I only have my debit card.
$15.
And over time, I kept forgetting. It just kept building and building and building.
And meanwhile, you knew this whole time that we were looking all last week for who was it, and you never said anything to us.
She was quiet.
I was waiting to see if you guys would approach me. I was waiting to see if your resources were any good.
So when did you pay back this $15?
I finally paid it back. Well, I still have a couple dollars remaining.
What?
Last week.
Wait, are you aware that they've removed the snack box? We lost it. We lost the rights to the snack box. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, the vending machine people came back and they were not happy, especially after somebody hid the entire box, because we're grown-ups here. This is why we can't have nice things.
That was not me.
And,
yeah, but you know exactly who it was.
Who was it? Who hid the whole box?
I cannot tell.
Who was it?
It was someone who works for WPLR.
Of course. We at least admit that we were right, a snack box detective, to say that PLR was in charge of basically losing the snack box for us.
I can't say that.
It was you guys and your guests.
I can't tell you who the other $15 worth was, though.
Was it Governor Malloy?
I don't know. He has not been in like a year. So, no, it wasn't him.
I've seen Blumenthal get down on a snack.
Is it Senator Blumenthal?
Skinny. I don't think he eats snacks.
That's true. He is very thin.
I thought I saw him one day. A couple of his guys with him one day.
He comes alone.
Right. And he's always wearing a suit, and he's very thin. I don't think he's eating a Snickers.
You're right.
We would see like a Snickers bar popping out.
Of his throat.
Well, the truth of the matter is.
As he ate it.
Right. It was Pam for a majority of it.
Uh-huh.
It was Keith, our boss, Dakin, for maybe a bag or two
chips. I'm just
going
to borrow this bag of chips. Right. I'll bring back the money. I'll pay it back.
I paid my debt back to society.
All right. Would you have paid it back if the snack box wasn't in the closet the last 3 days and everybody was talking about the fact that it was leaving and we were looking for you?
Well, when I knew that we were at risk of it being taken away, that's when I was like, oh, I got to go to the ATM. Mm-hmm. So it's in there. My money is in that box right now.
But at the end of the day, you were the thief.
I was half of the thief.
Right.
That's a bigger responsibility than anybody else took.
It's not like I wasn't telling you. I was just waiting to see if you guys would catch me.
Well, thank you for being honest, kind of.
You're welcome.